90 Day Fiancé.
A Rainy Day Podcast.
What is up, 90 Day fam? Welcome back. I'm Nick.
I'm Christy.
And we're a couple that argue about 90 Day Fiancé. And yeah, so...
thanks for listening.
Thanks for holding out. And I sincerely apologize for the 3.5 minute silence at the beginning of our 100th episode, which I didn't even announce. Yeah, there was like a huge silence at the beginning of the episode.
Why?
Well... because like I opened the same files last week and then I just kind of like make the clips and then it kind of like as the timeline progresses, it gets a bunch of space. And sometimes normally I will just restart it and bring back the cursor to the beginning.
I don't know what that means, but
I know it's just a technical glitch and I just didn't do it. Okay. And then there was a huge gap in the front. That's all.
Thanks for coming back if you did.
Yeah. So let's see what else we got going on this week. Not much, except this interview. Well, Bears All had a Darcy interview on it, which I don't know. I'm kind of getting sick and tired of this Bears All now. I'm not really. I was a big fan in the beginning.
You were a big fan.
Now I'm not such a big fan.
We have to pay money each month for this.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Anyway. Okay. Darcy was on. Talked about Jesse. Talked about her.
Why did she talk about Jesse?
Because I asked her about it. Her whole Jesse, Tom, Georgie thing. And then there was like a manscaping vid of Tom when they first met. Ugh. And Darcy and Stacy season 2 was a little preview of them.
Her Wait, show. There was a show and then there's a season 2?
You knew there was a Darcy and Stacy show.
I thought there was going to be.
No, there it happened.
Oh. And now there's a season 2?
And then there's a clip of her showing the ring to her friends. And
from the new youngin?
Yeah, Georgie. And then she, Stacey immediately throws shade.
Of course she does.
She's like, oh, it's going to be a long engagement. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. These two sisters are nice to each other.
Then there's a Kenny and Armando interview.
Oh, wait. I like him.
Attention. Kenny's dad still doesn't know.
Doesn't know what?
Doesn't know that they're engaged.
I thought he told.
No.
Remember at the fire? There was a whole family thing there? Yeah, it was announced.
I don't think so. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. Trust me.
I don't know. Well, anyways, his dad doesn't know.
Okay. Well, period. His dad wasn't at the fire.
Mom didn't tell him or something. Okay. Didn't happen. And they're talking about the wedding. Will he come? Kenny says he hopes so.
Can we, if we have a goddamn Darcy season 2, can we have a 1 season at least, but I prefer 10, of Kenny and Armando? Boy.
Anyway, okay.
Maybe. At least their wedding. Good Lord. This is going to be the... I need happy
to... I'm pretty sure there will be something. Anyway, so Armando was emotional when he found that out. Then they moved on to Courtney and Antonio. And now that's
couple... old.
Before the 90 days, season 1. And so this woman has been eating a lot during quarantine, she says. And she's binge eating. And she's she's thinking about doing mukbang, which What's is that? Eating on camera. And people would pay her to do that.
Mukbang?
Yeah.
Someone's going to pay me to eat?
Yeah, like whole pizza. Like eat like...
Okay, how much do I get?
You sign
people
up.
People are crazy.
Sign up on a site, babe. You want to do that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can sell someone your like you can send some people your smelly socks. They'll pay for it.
So she was also talking about people selling her feet photos.
Sure.
I suppose she has nice feet. Go ahead. And she did it on camera, and one of the camera people was like, "Yeah, she got nice feet." Anyway, and then it showed a clip of her talk like way back when she was in a restaurant with Antonio. Yeah.
Antonio.
And she was ordering food and she wanted a chicken salad and she was drunk and she's screaming for Wi-Fi. And it was pretty embarrassing.
I remember that.
And then let's see. We had a clip of Natalie and Mike bowling for the first time. So this was an exchange. Mike going to therapy versus... her going for bowling, and she was doing it completely wrong. It was very...
It's fine.
It was all right. But David came on. He rode his unicycle into the studio. And
David and Annie?
David and Lana, the Ukrainian expert.
Oh, David with the
the fake toupee, you say?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, yeah, he came in and he
On a unicycle.
Oh, so they're not broken up and they're not together. Of course they're not. He's still holding out.
Oh, of course. He's still sending her money, obviously.
I don't know about that. Anyway.
Why is she hanging on then? Come on.
I don't know. He taught Bond. He gave Sean some tips on bowling and they bowled on camera.
Oh, Lord.
Okay. That was the Bears all. All right.
It's worth the monthly payment. That's New Orleans music, my love.
That's when the Saints go marching in by Louis Armstrong, actually.
It's New Orleans music, though.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Jovian Yara.
Jovian Yara. So, now, I gotta lead out with this, because Jovi's dad, so let's...
Wait, we haven't even gotten there yet.
Okay, well, okay, go ahead. Go.
You can go ahead, but, okay. So, it's been 45 days, so we're halfway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Let's remember, a few days ago, she told Jovi she's pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Let's remember that debacle where...
Put your mic closer. There you go.
Thank you. He didn't believe, and then she had to take a psych test, and then he's like, oh, yeah, you are. Okay, there you go. So, they're going to the engagement party in his hometown, so they're driving. They haven't told anyone they're pregnant yet, because it's still really early.
Mm-hmm.
And so we talked to Monty and Gwen. Monty is the dad, whom I do not prefer. And Gwen, whom I liked, but not anymore. Let me tell you why.
Go ahead.
Well, we'll get to it. But they're real jerks in the car.
Well, okay.
Well, we'll get to that. So, first of all, so they arrive. Yara, remember last... couple times ago, she was like, I don't want a big party.
Mm-hmm.
So Mama,
which is kind of selfish, by the way, you gotta admit,
to not want a party.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because your parents aren't there doesn't mean that people can't celebrate.
Sure.
You can celebrate multiple times.
Okay. Well, she got a dress for the occasion, so
which was thousands of dollars.
Fine. Yeah, thousands. Which, that was a Ross dress, let's be honest.
How do you know? I don't know. Maybe it was $1,000.
Well, that was overspent.
Well, whatever.
You should have got that at Ross. Anyway, so Yara thinks it's like this little party. Mama is like, I didn't tell her. It's like 50 to 60 people. Fine. Okay. So then they arrive at Mom and Dad's. And Dad...
who's meeting her for the first time?
Monty is not my friend. He is... a jerk face.
How is he a jerk? I don't understand what you're doing. Like, why are you saying he's a jerk? What did he do that was such jerky?
Accuses her of being here just because she wants to be in the United States. And
he didn't
accuse her.
He's rightfully suspicious because that's...
Then he talks about the clothes she wears.
Okay, now that's where I have to jump in.
She looks good. Not good in that classical way. She got half her ass hanging out her skirt. Her titties are mashed together, popping out the top of her turtleneck. Just because I'm dressed this way does not make me a whore. Which is true.
Stop.
Gentlemen, that is true. Just because they dress a certain way doesn't mean they are a certain way. Don't ever forget it. But ladies, you must understand that is fucking confusing. Now, that would be like me walking around the streets in a cop uniform. Oh, thank God. Officer, help us. Come on, they're over here. Help us.
Oh, well, I don't like
just because
that.
I'm dressed this way does not make me... a police officer. It's like, all right, lady, fine. Fine. You are not a whore. But you are wearing a whore's uniform. I'll tell you that shit right now.
Well, because he was like, you can't walk around certain parts of this place. With the...
She's like, I wasn't. He's like,
walk
he's
around. She
about,
said I could walk around naked if I want to.
She could, but he's talking about, oh, I saw you on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. And she's like, we were on an island, like on vacation. So she had on, like... bikini top and some sort of cute outfit because she's cute.
Okay.
That doesn't make her a whore.
Nobody said she was
and
a whore.
And also, she's
nobody
not she walking around in New Orleans like that.
She said she wanted to walk around naked if she wanted to.
No, she didn't. Oh, my
She's, I could walk around naked if I
she
want.
She could.
To. Yeah.
Sure. Doesn't give anybody the right to rape her. Oh, I'll tell you that.
Whoa, nobody said rape either.
Okay. But,
yeah.
Well, then what?
We're not then jumping what? Down tell those holes. I don't know. But I'm just saying.
She could if she wants, but she's not gonna.
She can do whatever
and she's
she
like,
wants.
I am classy. I know what.
My mic is on.
So okay. She's talking to the mom, or check, yeah, check. This is they're talking to mom and dad. And again, first time meeting dad.
Mm-hmm.
And,
what does he do that's so bad? I don't, Jimmy, I didn't
well,
see
he's
any
like,
videos.
Well, and if everyone that comes from the Ukraine wants to come to the U.S. And mom is like, isn't that what all the women do there? And then here's where I love Yara. She's like, well, you know what people think of the U.S.? They think they're all dum-dums. Yeah. And then everyone's like, what? And then they start talking about, dad's like, do you plan to stay in the U.S. when you're married? Because obviously that's the only place in the whole wide world that could be possibly wonderful to live in, especially in New Orleans.
Well, she says no. And then
no, she's not sure. She'd prefer Budapest.
Which it puts them on her, puts them on his their heels. But also it shows that her intentions aren't like just to like be in the U.S.
No.
With Jovi.
She doesn't just want to be in the U.S. with Jovi.
I understand that. So, but it also shows that she's her intentions are like somewhat pure. She's not here for try to get a ticket to the U.S.
Yeah.
Okay. But also now the parents are like, wait a second. If you have a
Mom
kid and you're
like,
going
to
take this kid away from
my baby from me.
Yeah.
Don't take my child away. And then it's like, you have to decide now. Mom and dad are like, oh, you have to decide, like, where you're going to live. Why do they have to decide right
it's
now?
Not anything. No, you don't.
Because they don't. They can get married there. They can have a baby there. And then they can decide at any point to go live somewhere else.
Yep.
It's not like you have now or never to decide.
Yeah, and people are their own people. Like, you could do whatever you want. Just because it's going to be inconvenient for you to see a grandchild that you may have doesn't mean that you can influence your child to stay close by.
No, this is like Brandon's parents.
Yeah. Which, almost. So they're not, quite. So they're not or in this episode. So we can talk about what we saw scenes from next. What? Yo. So they took a test. We're making a lot of inferences here. We're drawing some lines, but.
Pregnancy test.
Took a pregnancy test and they're sitting down with mama and dad. And looking and like, do we get a little foreshadowing of like,
I mean,
hey,
she's probably not pregnant, but like mom's like, no, no, you're, no, no. She's psycho. You think she want a grandbaby?
It's so uncertain at this point right now. Like, you know, they don't even know anything about anything.
Okay. Let's get back to Jovi.
Okay. Go ahead.
And Yara. Okay. So they arrive and mom and dad's, she's pregnant. No one knows this. She's okay. Not feeling great. Okay. I remember right. This. So I'm 1,000% Yara, by the way, on this episode, she does nothing wrong.
How do you know? Well, okay, fine.
Because she, because she's pregnant.
I know I'm saying, but like, all right, whatever.
Okay.
I'm not going to
so
argue
she,
with that. So.
Again, just, can't. I'm just prefacing with, she does nothing wrong. So don't fight me on that.
I'm not going to fight you. I don't know. I've never been pregnant, so I don't know.
Anyway, so they arrive at mom and dad's. Mm-hmm. Dad's already been a dick. And
I don't know how he's been a dick. You haven't pointed that out. You might have made a convincing argument of how he's been a dick.
I'll get there. Okay.
Well, you keep calling him a dick, but you can't tell how he's done anything.
Okay. So Jovi and dad are going to go hang with friends. Mom needs to decorate for this party, which is like not what Yara thinks, because mom thinks she's so hilarious to make a fake party, but a big party? I don't know. So then Yara needs a nap. And, you know, as soon as she told me that she needed a nap, you know what I said?
What?
I love you. Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
Okay. So Dylan, they're going to Dylan. Jovi and his dad are
going to
Dylan's
his friend's house to
for
have
a crawfish boil.
Which sounds awesome.
Sure. But let's talk about this is why I hate dad.
Okay, explain.
And mom. They're in the car and dad's like,
Did we lock things up in the house?
Are we safe to leave her alone in the house?
Mom, it was a joke.
It wasn't. Number one, it wasn't funny. And number two, nobody was laughing. But let's talk about in the car. They're in the car. Whom didn't have a seatbelt on?
I don't know. I wasn't looking.
Jovi. Okay. He's in the back seat, in the middle, with no seatbelt on. Why?
So?
What?
Hey, babe, come on. It's not like the end of the world if he doesn't have a seatbelt on.
Oh. I kind of think it is.
Really?
Yeah. When do you drive, ride in a car with no seatbelt?
I will occasionally ride in the back seat without a seatbelt.
What? When? On my watch? No.
If you're just getting it, and there's cameras and you kind of, and they're asking you to position yourself in the middle so you could be
put
seen
the
by a three shot.
Belt on. I saw it right there. I saw it right there. It was hanging on the side.
Okay.
Anyway, so Dad and Jovi arrive at Dylan's for some mud bugs, is what they called it. Mud bugs. Do you think I would eat anything called a mud bug?
What is a mud bug?
Apparently, it's a crawfish.
Oh, okay.
And then also these friends. They have had bets on how long this is going to last. That is a bad friend.
It's pretty messed up. Nah, this is a bad friend. It's, again, a joke.
No one thinks it's going to last.
No.
And then one of these a-holes is like, so, how long does she have to be here after you're married till she can stay here? And he's like, 3 years. And they're like, that's how long your marriage is going to last, 3 years. That's not a nice friend.
It's a joke. It's funny.
Did you ever look like it was funny? No.
Well, everybody else was laughing.
Because they're jerk faces.
Okay, fine. But that's Jovi's friends. If you want to be friends with those people, then that's what you're going to get.
So friends. I wrote the names down. Klein and Frankie. They're like, is she going to change the Jovi ways? And what are the Jovi ways?
Well,
strip clubs.
And they're all valid for saying this shit.
Well, apparently he likes strip clubs.
Yeah, they know him. They know that this is what he's been doing for the last
however many years they've known him. She must have some special sauce because why is he willing to change his ways?
Exactly, which she does. He loves her.
And then they're like, Dad, what do you think? And he pauses.
Yeah.
And they're like, ooh,
well,
you pause.
Of course, because he just found out that they might be moving out of the country.
She left her family?
Okay.
Okay.
Which is like, hey, if we're not going to go back to your country. We're not going to go back to my country. We're going to go somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Obviously closer to her country, but.
Fine. I mean, he's not ready to leave New Orleans.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think it's going to happen either. They'll live there, but like.
What?
I don't like these friends being so negative.
That's what friends are for. Dudes are different than women. The talk that happens is pretty much negative.
To say to your friend, how long does she have to be here?
Okay, I get it. I understand that. And then what Jovi should have done, or if he was really had the balls or the, you know, whatever, not balls, but like if he wanted to really stand up for himself and her, he would have been like, you know what, guys, seriously, this girl is different, blah, blah, blah. And he would explain himself and convince his friends
that
she's serious and this is a serious thing. And he loves her.
Yeah, he says nothing.
All right. So I guess, it's on Jovi for not instilling in them that this is a serious thing.
Okay.
So this does happen at these kind of guy meetups where it's like, oh, I'm going to shit on you. I'm going to shit on you. Ha ha. Make everybody laugh.
You liked the crawfish little feast, didn't you?
Oh, fuck yeah. It was cool. You get a bunch of shit on a table and nobody sits down and just eats shit. That's awesome.
So crazy. Why don't they have seats?
Because they're guys. It's very caveman and like manly. Like just like let's just rip some shit off.
Sit down at least.
Nah, fuck it.
And where are you putting them shells?
On the ground. They had a bucket. They had a garbage can.
Okay.
But yeah, it was good. I thought it was pretty cool.
Okay. All right. So then we go back to like the home where they're getting ready for this party.
Mm-hmm.
Yara's doing her hair. She's getting ready.
She's not feeling good.
She's cranky. She's pregnant.
Because she didn't
hungry
eat.
Because he brought her crawfish, which would be nice if you didn't know she don't like fish.
Okay. Well, let's just pause here.
She's like, I want fruit.
Okay. Now, getting now, because this is not super fresh in my memory, but like you, there are things that when you're settling down with a partner or a mate, there are many of these fucking potholes in the way that you're going to hit and you don't even know they're coming. You're like, oh shit, I'm supposed to ask what she wants to eat. Fuck, I didn't do that. And you hit the pothole and it's jarring. And you're like, okay, I won't hit that pothole next time. Mm-hmm. So this is there. He's going to hit a lot more of these motherfuckers.
I feel like
so
he
it's like,
knew she didn't like seafood.
Nah, fuck it. Now. It doesn't matter if you, even if you know that your wife doesn't eat seafood or your girlfriend doesn't eat seafood, you're not thinking like, oh shit, I have to make sure I bring home something that she would want to eat.
She's hungry.
Well, yeah, exactly. You just don't think of these things. But after you get shocked by this motherfucker a couple times, you're like, oh shit, I got to make sure that I figure out what the fuck I need to do to keep my partner happy. Period. That's what happened. He's gotten shocked right now.
She's hungry.
Got
to
get hit again.
So don't mess. Yeah.
Well, this is different because during pregnancy, you can get hit multiple times by anything and it's not your fault and it's, fuck it.
You just have to.
Just got
to
roll with it.
Roll. So. But this guy, he's not ready. He hasn't learned.
He wasn't ready.
He hasn't learned yet. So
I need that soundbite.
They're in the car and they're on the way to the party. And he's drinking and she says something about it. Like, you have five beers.
Always have beers in your hand or alcohol in your hand.
And he does. Because I've noticed. Like,
he's home. He can't drink for a month and he's.
Okay.
He wants to drink.
I like wine, so I understand. But. He's like, I've just had five beers. And she's like, you said that three beers ago.
They're only Bud Lights. I think he's only drinking Bud Lights. So it's like, whatever. It's like, it's water.
No, I'm he's drinking something with, no, his dad was drinking the Bud Light and the blue.
Yeah, aluminum. Yeah.
Aluminum thing. He's drinking something in a dark brown.
Maybe it's Bud Light.
It's fancier.
It's fancier. You could drink Michelob Ultra all day long. Like literally all day long. Like you could, so but yeah, whatever. Okay. Are we done with this one?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go on the next one. Audemars, that's losing time, hitting behind all these sick rock. What falls so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be knocked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be crashing, fucked up too. What falls so hard, let's get faded. Not Marines for like 6 days. Cold body, so to be knocked up too.
Knocked up too. I would have thought it was Ziara and Nijoba.
Locked. You're supposed to be locked up
oh,
too.
I thought he said knocked up.
Locked too. Up too. Amira
and
yes.
Andrew.
Okay.
Thank you. I thought it said knocked up. Oy vey. I call Andrew shitsickle.
Shitsickle.
Yeah. Because I hate him. More than any person I've ever hated on 90 Day Fiancé.
Shitsickle.
Shitsickle.
I don't even know what to say about that. Okay, keep going. Okay. He's going back to Cali, right?
Amira. Run. For the hills.
Run.
Okay.
Okay.
Run.
All right, so we're in July 2020. Okay. Deep in the heart of the pandemic we're still in.
Mm-hmm.
But... he is ending his 2 weeks in Mexico, and it hurt him so hard. He had to go on four-wheeler trips. He had to sit at the pool. Oh, it was heartbreaking for him.
This is shit, because you know that you'd be doing similar shit.
No, I would leave. Do you think I would stay there? Unless I couldn't come home in 2 weeks?
Enjoying yourself with finger rubs. And massages and
but you
daiquiris.
Know what I would do? Even if I did that, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's been so hard for me.
No, that's fine. Yeah, that's true. You wouldn't do that. I agree with you there. But you would enjoy the full 2 weeks of the sunshine.
I don't know if I would.
I know you
if
would.
You were in jail?
Yes, there are more things you would have done than Andrew did. But I'm not.
I would try to get to you. This motherfucker.
Okay, that is valid.
Again,
you would have tried to get to me.
He's a shit sickle. So.
We play these people so hard sometimes.
No, this guy, I'm not going to be nice to.
Okay,
I don't care.
It's fine. I don't think these guys are meant to be at all. So
there have been people on this program, and I'm gonna admit this, that I have been mean to that have actually ended up nice, that I've liked.
Okay. Wow, that's a... Oh, shit. turn it off.
But you know what? Whom one of them will never be is Shitsicle. Because
anyway, just like, yes, I understand. He's not the greatest. He's not the, you know, whatever.
Okay. So he's poor Andrew. He's leaving the resort. It's been a really rough 2 weeks on vacation. Mm-hmm. He can't even believe how hard it's been for him. So,
he didn't say any of those things.
So mom's picking him up from the airport. This is when Shitsicle came to my mind, okay? So mom's waiting for him with her mask on nicely. This Shitsicle rolls in with his mask just dangling.
How close was he to anybody?
Doesn't matter. Was his mom close to anybody? You don't know. And this is when I was like, oh, this is the goddamn guy.
You're on
Trader
TV.
Joe's that has mask.
No.
No, this guy is the one that has his mask under his nose.
I don't agree with you.
I guarantee you.
I think he was just on camera and the producer asked him to take it down.
This is the guy.
I think the producer asked him to take it down.
Okay. I think this is the guy at the Trader Joe's.
I don't think so.
Has his mask under his nose.
I would disagree.
Okay. You think this is a man that's going to wear his mask, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell the type of person.
Yeah,
that is a low mask
wearer. This is the type. I wrote on my notes. Nah. This is the type of person.
I don't think so.
Is an improper mask wearer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think so. I think what's Stephanie's boyfriend's name?
Ryan?
Yeah, he's an improper mask wearer.
I don't know. I think he'd wear a mask better than this.
Nah.
Shitsicle.
Fucking, I think Ed probably would wear a mask shitty.
Ed doesn't even wear a mask because he's all about town taking pictures.
Who else? What other 90 days would probably be shitty mask wearers?
Jesse.
Yeah, I could see him doing a shitty mask wearer.
Because he's too great.
Okay, anyway, keep going.
All right, so in the car with mom, this is my favorite quote. And keep in mind the words I say. We're tossing around the idea of going to Serbia.
He does admit later that she has had some PTSD, whatever the fuck it's called.
PTSD.
Yeah, from the whole situation.
But
so
we're tossing around this idea? Shitsicle?
What do you mean? Of course, yes, we're.
No, he is.
No.
And he's not even going to Serbia.
If he was tossing
around. Because he has to work.
Time out.
Because he took his 2 weeks vacation already.
Time out. If he was tossing around, he wouldn't have told her. So then it's his idea. But he told her, they discussed it, she was like, I don't know. So therefore, now it's a idea.
We're tossing around.
Yeah. Yes,
please,
correct.
Please don't do this.
I'm serious.
She cannot do this.
Oh, she won't. Maybe. I hope she won't. Hope she
doesn't.
This
guy's a loser tooser. Okay. Come on. All right. So mom is like, I can't believe she's contemplating this. And Andrew's like, oh. It would be real easy for her to do. It's like dip, dip, dip.
Yeah, the same way you thought it was easy to get to the situation now. No, it's not going to be that easy.
And then
easy,
mom's
bro.
Like, I don't think he's worth some money. And then he says, oh, God, I hate this guy. It's not dangerous. It's our only option. Our only option. What are you doing? What are you doing, Andrew?
What are you talking about?
What is?
It's their only option because they are trying to be together.
No. He wants her to do everything. No?
I don't know. You're painting him in the corner. Even though I don't like them, but I'm not going to allow you to just sit here and just openly defecate all over this kid. All
right, this kid. He's a grown-ass man. But I will say one thing. I will give him 1 second of credit. When he gets home, his dog is very happy to see him.
Okay.
So at least he's nice to his dog.
All right. That's it with you. Oh, more?
No, so the last thing. So he gets home. There's a giant teddy bear on the bed.
True. It was Garrett. Supposed to be for her.
And he's like, oh, I brought it to Vegas. How did he get it to Vegas? I want to know. I want to understand. did he fly with it?
No, he probably bought it there. I hope.
No, he said he brought it to Vegas.
Oh. That's silly. Anyway.
No. Anyway, I don't like him because I don't want him to get her to do anything more. He could go to Serbia. Why not him? Why doesn't he go to France?
He's probably broke now. All right.
This is they got nowhere to go. Why are you playing Michael Jackson?
Why not? I'm trying to explain something here. Oh my god. You're being super weird. Let's just address this. You're being weird because Michael Jackson, pop icon who made a ton of great music.
Sure, but is he's later a accused child rapist.
Accused.
Did you see?
Never convicted.
Finding Neverland?
Of being a child weirdo person.
Can we not talk about this cuz it really
And now
cuz
now you've been convinced, which I am convinced of also. That he did some weird things with kids.
Weird things?
Yeah.
Some weird things.
Whatever you want. I'm trying to say it politely.
He's a rapist. So
okay, that's fine.
No, I will never
listen
to his music again.
It's just music.
Never again.
It's just music.
I'm sorry.
Oh my god. Right.
I don't know what Man in the Mirror is, but let's go.
Man in the Mirror is looking in the mirror. Natalie's looking in the mirror. It's like she said what you say about love. She said, I'm not sure if they were talking about not loving each other. And I was like, wait a second. You told him you didn't love him. And that's how this whole thing started. That's how you lost the ring.
Okay.
And the whole thing.
I never thought I'd be on Natalie's side, but I'm on Natalie's side now.
Why would you be on Natalie's side? For what?
Let's talk about it.
Go ahead.
See, people that think he is never sassy.
Well, you just trigger because you can't listen to a song.
No, I can't.
It's so silly. This is a song. Anyway, keep going.
We have a son.
What about it?
What? Period.
End of we sentence. Have a son. Yeah, yeah.
And yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
There are a ton of horrible people in this world, and horrible things happen to good people. We all know that.
But you know what I don't want to do? Is give any attention to horrible people.
Well, then let's not talk about anybody then. I don't know, because everybody's done.
Okay.
People have done.
No, everybody hasn't done.
Horrible things. Michael You're Jackson right. Did. Okay.
And I used to be his biggest defender until I saw that movie.
Okay. I used to defend OJ until I saw a 6-part series on 30 for 30.
Okay. Natalie and Mike, now you're upsetting me. Okay. So. She's been there 45 days, so there's 45 days to wed. She does not have a ring yet. And then, I don't know, they're out and eating, and then he's like, what new wonderful, or they're on their way, what new wonderful word did you learn today? And he says it in the most condescending dick way.
He did.
Like, he hates her.
Oh, that you go so far.
He does.
That is not as...
Every
doesn't hate
tone
her.
In his voice is hatred.
Doesn't hate her. If you're having a fight with somebody,
no,
obviously.
Then they
you're...
go out to dinner. They're not in a fight. She's.
I've said things to
cute.
You that are sassy or whatever. Like you would be like, I don't hate you.
But like.
But I would say
I
something
like
in a way that's
time,
like a little
he's
like.
He's sassy to her.
Okay. Yeah.
Then what? Then they get to dinner and he's like, "So I got you a candle." Like, obviously every table had a candle, and she's like, "Oh." Thank you. Like, and he's like, he's just being mean. He's just trolling her.
They need to work out their issues. And I think.
Yeah, so she tries.
And honestly, I think the therapy thing is the best.
Yeah. And you know what he says?
He doesn't want to go.
No. Why would I want to do that?
That's like all men's initial reaction, for sure, 1,000%. If they've never done it before.
I don't think all men.
No, I would. Well, not all men. I can't broad, because I get on you for making broad brushstrokes. So I got to pull that back. The majority of men are defensive or adverse to...
Until their hairdresser tells them it's okay.
True. But, like, seriously, so... And therapy is not that... It's a good thing because you have a third party there to bounce things off of. So you don't have to directly off your partner. You can direct it off a third party and get a mutual opinion.
Yeah.
And it's good.
She says she wants to go to psychology.
Well, she named it wrong, but okay.
That was cute. And he's like, nope.
Yeah.
And then he's like, what do you feel like we need to talk about? Like, they obviously have things to talk about.
And it was like, it was perfect when his mom came because, it, you know, another third party to kind of like ease things and kind of move the situation, the conversation forward. When it's just the two of them, things don't flow very well.
But he just keeps fighting her like, oh, well, what are you trying to work on? Like, what? Like, he doesn't know how therapy works. That's exactly how therapy works. Like, you will actually be able to discuss and work things out. And then he's like, we need more than a psychologist. Well, what? Why don't you just start there, mister?
Okay.
So next day, they don't like each other. They're cutting vegetables or fruit or something.
She's like, I don't know what you cook.
She doesn't like how he's cutting it. And then he's like, in the ITM, he's like, things are not good.
She doesn't have the power. Like, she doesn't have the pit. She doesn't have his number. I don't know. Like, you could see Yara has Jovi's number. Not like, I don't know how to say that. That's a bad way to say it. But, like, she has the ability to get him to do things that he doesn't want to do. Natalie does not have that ability over Mike. Maybe she did before she said, I don't know if I love him.
He's a stubborn bubber.
Yeah, now he is because he's questioning everything.
Also, can I have, like, a...
Christie's Petty Corner.
I got a deuces on this one.
Come up twice.
First of all, so Natalie's in the home, and she's sitting on a chair, and there's a blanket over the back of the chair, and it is chip-clipped.
What does that mean?
To the chair. You know what a chip-clip is? What we use to hold our chips?
Are you serious?
There's a chip-clip.
Clipping it to the back of the chair.
Clipping the blanket to the chair.
Well, how else are you going to keep the thing coming off the couch?
Come on now.
Well, what do you like? Well, I don't know, it sounds very practical.
Okay, that's my mini.
Well, okay, let's.
I got a maximum petty corner.
Let's pause because you also wanted me to use zip ties in our closet yesterday to tie a shelf on.
Not in our closet, in the downstairs closet to get the shelf because you said the shelf. And by the way, the big shelf is in the garage, so
the big shelf.
Yeah,
the shelf doesn't fit.
It fits.
It doesn't. Okay. I put the big shelf in there with these Velcro straps because you. Oh, yeah, and then you got mad at me when I put a stupid little doorknob on the upstairs one. I got the hell fury when that came down. I did that one wrong.
Okay, anyway, second real petty corner is they're fighting in the kitchen.
Okay.
A couple times. There is a rodent cage
what?
On the top of the refrigerator.
I did not see that.
It is...
What?
I don't know.
Say it again.
It's a bird cage. It's a rodent cage.
Like, she means like a trap, like a rat trap.
No, it's a cage that you would hold like
a hamster
in.
Oh.
On top of the fridge.
That's not a good place for it.
No.
You mean he's just storing it there?
Yes, and I think it's weird.
The house isn't giant. There's no basement.
Big enough. What? Put it in Uncle Buck's.
Uncle Buck. Uncle Bo. Where is Uncle Bo? Uncle Bo's probably still living
Uncle
some...
Bo got kicked out because...
I know, obviously. He didn't come back yet, obviously.
No, she's not allowing him back.
That's silly. She probably would have a friend to talk to if Uncle Bo was there.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so then he goes to get his hair cut.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sees his hair cutter lady, whom he talks to as if it was a therapist. He's sharing his problem. I'm like... Buddy, this is what a therapist is. You go and talk, and they listen, and that's what she's exactly doing. And then he tells the whole story about the ring and da da da. And then he's like, "Oh, she wants to go to therapy," and she's like, "Yeah, I mean that's a good idea." And then guess what? Surprise! He's willing to go because he went to his therapist, his hairdresser,
his free therapist. One's cheaper than the other.
I mean, $13 is probably what he pays, right? So Jane, the hairdresser / therapist, gets him to agree. So then they go to see Doug the counselor.
Doug had like this. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to shit on Doug. Okay, Doug.
So then Doug is like, so what do you want to get out of today?
That's a normal question for all therapists.
I'm not questioning the question. I'm questioning the answer. Where Mike is like, she set the appointment, ask her. And then, P.S., he still has his goddamn fake ear It's the
Bluetooth headset.
The Bluetooth. It's not the iPhone one, but it's the black, big black, like ear plug.
Yeah,
in.
It's from
the
like,
entire.
Yeah.
Appointment.
It's from like what 2010.
Are Why are you wearing that right now?
I've done that before.
Care.
Yeah, I know. Well, oh wait, you're saying he doesn't care at all about the appointment?
Well, no, I absolutely don't think he cares about the appointment. You think he does?
Do you think he got anything from it?
He got to say, I don't love you.
No, he said, we're not in love right now. Which kind of, which hurt her. Well, she wasn't happy about that. But again, that's where I got my whole man in the mirror thing. I'm like, yo, you did this to him too.
What did she do?
What? Do we have to really rewind all the way back to...
Yeah, we do.
Okay. ITM, his first time that he was in Ukraine, at the end of the trip, they had gotten a fight or something, and she said, and the producer asked, are you in love with Mike? And she said, she paused, and she said, I can't say that I'm in love with Mike. And that's what set the whole thing off to her eventually giving back the ring when they got in a fight and they didn't resolve the whole thing, and he left.
Okay. All I know is, in this session, she had a notepad and a pen. Okay. And he had an earbud in his ear. Like, they were on two different fields.
Yeah, he's reluctant. He hasn't healed from the whole situation. Okay, anyway.
So,
is it?
I don't think they like each other.
Not right now, but they will later.
I don't know how this is recoverable.
I don't think honestly. So. I don't know either, but it happens.
All right. Seduction. She might be with him, but she's thinking about me. Ryan and Stephanie?
No.
Oh, I thought it was Harris talking.
No. Ryan and Stephanie? Am I missing a clip? No, that was Zied.
Oh, because he was talking about that cute girl?
Yeah.
The cute girl was just talking to him.
Yeah, I don't know. That was kind of weird, no? Like,
was totally set up by the producer.
You didn't
like, hey, you, cute girl.
She was like, yeah. Hey, now.
I mean, I feel like that would probably be my face.
You're gonna go in a truck with her?
Okay. All right, let's back up for a minute. Okay, so first of all, Zied's been in America for a week.
Mm-hmm.
He calls his sister, sees his niece and nephew. He's really sad because he misses them. He's nervous because he has to go out with goddamn Tiffany and Micah.
Yeah.
Micah the... who is not nice to him.
What was that noise?
I don't know. He just seems real backwoodsy.
Okay, that's fine. Fair.
That was my backwoodsy.
Yeah.
But before they go, Rebecca's like, hey, honey, I have a surprise for you. And they go... He goes in the bathroom and she
gives him tattoos.
She got him some like fake sleeves.
Yeah. Which is weird. I think
so. He puts on and then she's like, you want to wear these tonight? He's like, nope. But you can't get them off because this is like 5 days worth. So he has to wear long sleeves. He's not comfortable.
I wouldn't be either. They're weird fake tattoos. It's a joke. But nobody would take it seriously.
Yeah. So they go out to dinner with Micah and Tiffany and friends. I don't know the boys. But I know Hannah,
yeah,
with the snake skin turtleneck top. Okay. Anybody that wears
dress,
snake?
No?
No, it's a top that is with the snake skin pattern.
Okay. So what overall judgment and sweeping? So
if you're wearing a snake skin turtleneck,
I think you're weird. You're Slytherin.
No, I always win Slytherin when I have to play those. Which house are you? So there's that. So Slytherin's
I would
cool.
say you're a Slytherin too.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Who wouldn't?
For sure.
anyway, the snake skin turtleneck was. But anyway, this girl was totally like put in this like offer.
Wait,
him.
Who do you think I am? What team?
I don't know. Probably the nice one, the Harry Potter one. I don't remember the name.
Hufflepuff?
No, Hufflepuff's super nice. I think you're the...
I'm not a big Harry Potter fan.
Me either. So but. I don't know. I just know I'm the Slytherin with the blonde jerky guy.
Draco Malfoy? All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Anyway. All right, so they're at the dinner, and Hannah like offers like, hey, I can help you. I got trucks. Yeah. I can help you.
And then, I got trucks. And then, is that what she said?
And then Zia's like, oh, okay, yeah, sure. And Rebecca looks at him with the face I would probably look at you.
What?
With, say, excuse. What?
It was at this moment that he knew. He fucked up.
And took her like 3 times to be like, excuse me?
Wait, she asked you to go somewhere with her in a car. You're gonna allow that? You?
Oh, and then he's like, oh, no. Oh, no. No, 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 I wouldn't do that.
Do you think he really knew, or do you think he understood her body language?
Both. I think he definitely understood her body language. But I do think it was like, it's his culture. Like, that wouldn't be, like, cool. But yeah. He wanted the help because he knows he's trying to do something because right, she's working all day.
Exactly. And he can't do anything.
He doesn't have a car.
Right. Exactly.
So it was helpful.
Yeah.
Hannah. Mm. I don't know. I think Hannah was a plant.
I think so, too. Okay.
But I also don't think Zed would do anything.
Of course not. But sure, his fiance is super insecure.
Yeah, because she's like, I am the only one of this generation at this table. Yeah. Everyone else is in their 20s.
Yeah. And she's like, well,
I'm 50.
Is this bitch trying to steal my man? Boy.
No, she's not. She was a plant.
It's your sister's friend. Or no, your sister, sorry.
I don't know.
Your
whose friend?
Daughter's friend. It's your daughter's friend. Wow. Yeah, sorry.
And then Anna's like, well, I'm not trying to step on your toes. And then her and the guy are like, we're out.
Yeah.
Bye.
Skin weird. Sorry. Yeah. They don't want to stay all night and grill.
Grill Zied. I like Zied.
Yeah. All right. We moving on?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my word. Swimming in women with their own condominiums. 5+5s who drop millenniums. It's all about the Benjamin. Oh my God. How can this be Hazel Drake? All about the Benjamin. That could be, but not this episode. That wasn't this episode. He's all about the money.
All right, yeah, Ryan. So this one, whoo, buddy. Okay, so it's day 2. Remember last night we revealed the big secret that he knew that she slept with Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but he forgave her immediately, and now they're hula hooping. Cause okay, question mark, did.
Hey, bro.
Oh, no. Sorry.
I want to ask you a bunch of questions.
Go ahead.
Did she bring the hula hoops on the airplane, or did she purchase the hula hoops?
Good question. I don't know. Those hula hoops seem to be, like, legit hula hoops. I don't think you're going to get legit hula hoops. Where are they, by the way? Are they in Belize?
They're in Belize.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think you get
good. Did you take the hula hoops on the
plane? She probably did. She probably did.
What a loon. Yeah. Okay, so they're hula hooping. Mm-hmm. And they're having a good time. He's having a good time. This is fun. I love it. This is so great.
How fun is hula hooping?
It's not fun for me. I don't know.
It's not really that fun.
I mean, I haven't hula hooped in, I don't know, 30 years maybe? Maybe 35 years? I'm old.
Jeez. That's a long time.
How old were you the last time you hula hooped?
37.
Oh.
Not even 37. No, I was probably like, 38.
I knew you.
We bought a hula hoop for Theo. We had one.
That was a tiny hula hoop.
And I hula hooped with it, and I was pretty damn good.
Okay. It wasn't.
It was small, but I was good.
Custom. It was like a tiny.
Yeah, I could still do it.
All right. Well. Okay. Anyway. So she's there day 2. Remember last night was when the Harris news came out that he quickly said, I forgive you, it's fine, because he doesn't give an F at all.
Okay.
But she's like, it's been a whirlwind of emotions, and everything's so wonderful now. Day 2, let's remember. Day 2.
Okay. 2.
Then they're out at the
beach
after the hula hooping, and he's so proud of her because she's going to get in the Guinness Book of World Records.
She ain't getting no record.
Well, it's the stupidest thing to
100 hours is a long time.
Yeah, and that's a goal for your life.
How do you stay awake for 100 hours?
You're hula hooping, baby.
48. That's no. That's like a week. No, that's like more 4 days.
3 days, because 3 days is 72 hours.
How do you stay awake for 3 days straight?
Well, you're hooping, baby. You're hooping.
I don't understand.
You're H-aping. You're H-aping.
I don't understand. H-H. That's a long time.
Anyway, so he talks about like he wants to go visit her in Michigan, because like I've shown you around Belize, and then you're gonna show me around Michigan.
Yeah. It's all about the bag. He's definitely still chasing the bag.
He just wants to go to the United States.
Exactly.
So then she's like, what does your mom think? And here's why she asks. Because there was a text exchange where when her and Ryan had a fight, she got
pissed,
upset. So she had sent mom money, and then mom didn't say thank you. And so she sent mom a message like, hey, did you get the money? And mom replied, yeah, thanks.
And that wasn't good enough.
Well, I think by then mom just expected it, right? Because she's been sending it for every month. Like, what do you want? So then she goes on a thing of like, I'm not going to send you money anymore. So then what's mom do? Blocks her.
Which, I don't know if that's the smartest thing.
No, not if you want money anymore.
Well, yeah, okay. So I guess you don't want money. I'm pretty sure she wants the money. But she doesn't want to deal with Stephanie's mouth. And honestly, if someone's holding that shit over your head.
Yeah, and that's what he's straight like. Straight up. She's like, how much money do you think I spent? And he's like, I don't know. And then he's like, I just don't want my mom or my family to feel controlled.
Bowing down like, to you, yeah.
That's kind of the place you've put yourself by accepting this woman's money to pay for all your bills.
Right.
She's an old lady.
Whoa. Well, don't paint her as like some decrepit chick, like just giving all her money away. She's not decrepit. Like, you, this old lady, like, that's like, you know, conservatorship type stuff.
Then she brings up.
By the way, you want to talk about Britney?
No. Well, that's if you haven't seen the Britney Spears show. I'm really sad for
Britney. Hashtag free Britney.
Yeah, hashtag
free Britney. I'm on board.
So,
dude's a jerk.
The dad?
Yeah.
He's a dickwad.
He's sucking on the teat of his daughter.
That's who's not okay.
Pulling the money. It's not okay. But again, let's same kind of situation. Once you build back yourself into a hole of like, I built my lifestyle around taking money from this woman or taking money from my daughter.
Why are you making this okay?
I'm not saying it's okay. All I'm saying is that people build up a lifestyle around them based on certain things. And they get used to it, and then, you know, you kind of do what you got to do to continue.
Can we talk about Maria the psychic, who is probably
she saw it all.
You know,
like Miss Cleo.
Nick, listen, Nick,
call me now.
I don't believe in this stuff, but
you
now
not believe Miss Cleo?
I've seen Maria, who says this guy might not be good for you. He might
what
cheat
you
on
know?
You.
He might have cheat on you. Me not me see it all in the cards.
Oh my God. You have got powers. I would never have seen that. And I'm not even psychic. Listen. So, this is my favorite part of this entire episode. This is why it's called Something About Devil. Because at dinner, she's like, so here's what Maria said. You know, you're going to marry me. You're going to come to the ice here and marry me. And then you're going to leave me for a younger woman. This is what Maria says. And that's the devil's work.
Yeah, I mean, I don't believe in that.
I don't believe
you know,
in that.
You know, it's devil's work, man. You know,
he's not Jamaican.
He does. Yeah, you're right. He's not Jamaican. He has an accent, though.
Oh, God. And he's sitting there with his stupid skull.
Oh, God. It's
like
so dumb.
His head wrap that's the skull that the worst I know she thing. Brought. He looks like a
looks like his looks like a mom just woke up.
He looks like a dork.
Mm-hmm.
He's not even that handsome. Like, what is she doing? For a woman, okay, he's fine.
He brought it down. He laid it down. He put the thunder down in the bedroom.
No, he hasn't slept with her since she's been there.
He did in the past. And she's like, why isn't it raining?
Saying, I have never wanted to marry anyone until this man. What is this man? I don't understand what this man did.
What are you talking about? I just told you he brought the thunder in the bedroom, shook her world.
Please.
No. Made her legs shake, made her toes go. You're and gross. She's like, oh, yeah, this is nice. If I can get this for the next, you know, 30 years, that'd be great.
30. Hey.
But anyway, I digress.
Anyway, so this is when you learn that they have not had, still have not had sex yet.
Yeah.
So she's, they leave dinner and she's hoping that she gets it.
Yeah. Good luck.
Well, because we see scenes from the next, 4 hours later, they're fighting.
No, it wasn't. It was in the same episode.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. He walked out.
He storms away. She storms upstairs and then calls.
Harris.
Harris.
Wait, why do you think, question, why do you think she walked out? Why do you think he walked out? Because we don't know that. There was no.
I have no idea.
What happened?
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe she's pressing him for the D. And he's like, I don't want it. Don't treat me like an object.
Please. He hasn't had sex in 10 months.
Oh, yeah. Because he's
27. He hasn't had sex in 10 months.
No other women.
What? Doesn't he want it? Because he hasn't had sex in 10 months. Yeah. Let's remember.
Right.
I'm confused.
I don't know.
What? Maybe he's
impotent. He was like, I'm going to get a taxi. I'm out of here. He's like, with what money? What kind of fucking shit is that? Like, I'm holding that shit over your head again. He should walk out. Because she's like, all she's about, like, my leash to you are these dollars.
Remember, no, he has a job. Oh, wait.
Yeah, exactly.
She pays his salary.
All right, we on the next?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hazel and Tariq.
Yeah, I know this,
but this is a good song.
I think I used this one before, though.
They're locked up.
Yeah. And now, I repeat songs because I don't have any more.
Because you can.
Yeah,
because
I can. Who fuck care?
So they've been 24 days into lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
They have 41 days to wed. Cute beginning when he's teaching her how to do the riding lawnmower. Reminded me of my childhood because I had to do the lawn with the riding lawnmower. Which is fun at first.
I've never done it before.
And then it's a chore. It's not fun very long. But for at first, it's fun. So, then this is really sad. So they're working out, and like we start hearing about how in the Philippines the coronavirus is there, and like there's lockdown there also. But Harry, her son, has a fever. She learns from
super worried
the stepmom, and so she's really worried and she's crying and like
legit.
He's trying to comfort her, but she's like, don't ask me about my son. Like, she's just really, really sad. So then the next day, she calls and the stepmom answers and then says he's doing better. And so we see Harry and like they can't go anywhere. They can't go outside. They can't do anything. So Tariq shows him how to do jumping jacks.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
It's nice.
And then Ari and Harry talk to each other on the phone on the FaceTime. Cool. It was really cute. And then Hazel's like, is it okay if I come and get you? Then I started crying because like I can't. Yeah. That would be so hard. So the plan was that he was going to come here within the year, and then COVID has made it difficult. I'm wondering if the dad is on board with that.
I think so, just from an opportunity standpoint for the kid. Like, you know,
I really kind of hope. I really, really, really hope she gets him.
Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's all we got this week. But let's give.
Was I too feisty?
No.
Okay.
Please, you're fine. Let's give some updates. So Aloe's still here. Aloe's our black pug. Who's now getting pretty big.
He's and a giant.
He's getting his balls cut on Saturday. So he'll stop being such a
he's
crazy.
He's a humper McHumper pants all over this
he's
house.
Definitely trying to do freaky things with the old dog. We watched the Britney doc. And what were your thoughts? So obviously we kind of alluded to the conservator.
I don't understand why the dad still is the conservator. Yeah, I don't understand it. It's wrong.
Yeah.
It's wrong.
Definitely.
And I feel bad for ever laughing at any Britney joke in the past.
Yeah.
Like, what? No, like
it
now.
It was funny
like,
then. It was funny then. It's not funny
but
now.
But now you understand okay. like mental yeah. illness it's, and like,
it,
you that, like
it paints a picture of like growing up young and getting all this stardom and then kind of like being the robot. And like some of the interviews you can see like, fucking, hey man, these people, like it was things you could say back then to people that you can't say now. It's just like, it's,
but and also like the, remember the, like it was like iconic, the thing where she was beating the car with the umbrella.
Yeah.
Oh, now we know it was the goddamn day that she was trying to see her children.
Kids, yeah.
And, mm. oh, I have goosebumps. And Kevin Federline wouldn't let her in the house to see her babies.
Yeah.
Oh.
She was pissed. And you know, these paparazzi in your face, just kind of
like
fucking,
I would do probably worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel so bad.
You could never, I don't think you could position yourself to think what it would be like to have cameras in your face taking video and photos of you all the time.
And then after you're trying to see your babies and yeah. you can't.
Just trying to live your life. Anyway, also, I cannot give a more glowing review of the movie Knives Out.
Oh, yeah, you
which know. We watched on Prime Video. I've people told me about this movie in the past, and I was like, "Oh, that's cool. Sounds like a good movie." And then I watched it. I was like, "Okay." I watched it because we were looking for something to watch, and I'm like, "Hey, she might like this one." And I was like, "Man, this is a fucking good movie, and it keeps going even when you think you got it nailed. It's like, let me twist it again, turn it up, flip it up, slap it up."
And what's his face that does
oh,
that?
Daniel Craig?
Yeah.
Should get like the award of the year for actor. That dude was amazing.
Yeah.
So good. The shit was cinematography was good. The
good.
Everything about it was like just really, really excellent. It's a good quarantine watch. What else have we got? Anything else going on big in the world?
No, I'm
our kid told us we were unkind. Theo's like just
no he didn't say we were he said you were being unkind.
Oh, okay.
Which yes. is so he says the things now that are like wow
like, yeah I'm like where did you,
you
get that
like,
from like
step back from it like yeah. oh jeez
oh
that's, daddy you're being unkind.
I was like whoa. Whew. And it's like yes you're right okay I'm sorry. But like Jesus, that is great. I'm glad that you
I know
that.
It's and, so great that yeah. he can call it. But don't be unkind, Daddy.
Yeah.
I'm about to watch the Cecil Hotel documentary on Netflix. Well,
yeah.
I've started watching it, but Alisa Lam. I enjoy.
It's a weird case. I've seen that one before.
So I'm about to watch
don't
that.
Have any answers, but.
Well, I do, but I
won't. You have answers?
Well,
you have your own ideas, yeah. your theories.
Yeah, I'm going to finish watching the documentary. Okay. I haven't watched one episode.
Yeah, so if anybody's still listening this far in, DM us questions at rainydaypodcast.com if you want to hear us talk about anything besides this fucking show.
Come on.
I'm getting tired again.
Okay, we don't have to do it, babe.
I'm not saying I'm gonna stop. I'm saying I don't know if I should be reviewing Bears All because that was like I was like watch it for an hour just to like give updates.
Okay, you don't have to do anything you don't want to do.
I think I'm gonna cut back on that, but
okay.
Still, we'll watch the show with you and chat with you because I enjoy our time together, honey.
Thanks, baby.
All right.
That is it for us today, and we will leave you with a. I can't do it. We'll do it live. We'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks! That's tomorrow and that is it for us
see you
today.
Next week, guys.
I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.